Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Green Bay game is over. Now it's time to talk about what happened in the game. What went right? What went wrong? Who's to blame? It's time for the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University. Their commitment to education goes far beyond the classroom. Lakeland.edu. Your hosts for the show, Dan Plucker, and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, on the Big Show Radio Network.
It is a final from Lambeau Field, and your Green Bay Packers are the number one seed in the NFC. They defeat the Minnesota Vikings 37-10 in dominating fashion, start to finish. The better team on the football field today by far was Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Dan Plucker and Gary Ellerson with you here, as the Packers do lock up the number one seed and the road to the Super Bowl goes through Lambeau Field for the NFC. Gary Ellerson, your thoughts on this game and this season overall as the Packers get it done, and whatever team has Super Bowl aspirations on the NFC side of things has to go through this type of weather, hopefully, on that field, Lambeau Field.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think the score would be this lopsided, but you maybe thought it could have been when you noticed that Kirk Cousins was not going to play in this ball game. And so I think that hurt Minnesota a lot. I thought the Packers got off to a slow start there in the first quarter. But I think overall, as you look at the game, you had a good 1-2 punch in your rushing game with Aaron Jones and with A.J. Dillon. Devontae Adams, you know, went over 100 yards again. The offensive line continues to play well. And I don't know if I should temper it because it was Minnesota Vikings, but the offensive line still continues to play well, still continues to play to protect Aaron Rodgers. And you just see, I think a lot of Packer fans, were upset with that pick with Rashard Gary. And you can see Rashard Gary has pure athleticism, and he can just get to the quarterback. And I feel like now that he's healthy, you see Aaron Jones now looks like he's a little healthier than he was coming off that knee injury like two or three games ago. So all in all, I know we got a lot of injuries, but I am still surprised at the points that they put up on Minnesota in this game. I thought the cold would make such a big difference in this game, but the Packers just went right through that.
You're right, they went right through it. And this Packers team, from start to finish, I know you said they started off a little slow, Gary. I don't think they started slow. I just think they didn't finish those first couple of drives. I mean, they were moving the ball down the field with efficiency pretty much from start to finish in this football game. And it's different because in previous weeks, where we've been critical of this team is they haven't even been moving the ball down the field. It's not that And they didn't have those issues. They didn't have that issue today. They did have success getting the ball down the field effectively. They just did not finish drives. A field goal the first possession. They went for it on fourth down the second. A field goal the third possession. They at least had the ball into the red zone. We're moving the ball into that territory. Previous weeks, it's been threes and outs, threes and outs, threes and outs. And that's the struggles that the Packers have been. But I was actually thankful, happy to see them have that kind of success the way that they should against a beaten down team like the Minnesota Vikings. It's something we have not seen in previous weeks, especially the last two, just looking back to the Cleveland Browns last week and the Ravens the week before, G.
Well, I guess we'll agree to disagree, because for me, whether you say starting slow or finish, to me, it's the same thing, because you got to get 7 points. Whether you get three or three and out, playing better teams, you've got to get 7 points. So you can call it finish if you want to, or starting slow. I call it starting slow. I'm looking to finish. I'll use your word. I'm looking to finish. I think at the end of the third quarter, was it still 3-0? Not third quarter. I'm sorry. At the end of the first quarter.
First quarter was 3-0, yes.
Yeah, and you're right. They didn't finish. Start slow. Same thing to me. They got to score more points. You're right. They got to take advantage and finish these drives with scores. Kicking field goals in the playoffs will hurt you. You'll end up losing games by kicking field goals. And we've seen that.
And you're right, for sure. It is something that can hurt you, especially if you're on the road in the playoffs. Thankfully, that will not be the case for the Green Bay Packers this season. But go ahead.
But I would say this, which is great. How many field goals did Mason Crosby make today?
I was thinking the exact same thing, G. I mean, for whatever reason.
Three?
I think he had three by the end of the game today. And even the first one, Bohorquez did fumble it a little bit. He did not have a good grip on the ball. Crosby had to slow down his motion a little bit, but still went through. Yeah, he had 3 for 3 on field goals today for Mason Crosby. He's figured things out since the midway point of this season, where he went through that ugly stretch and this team was suffering a little bit because of it. Speaking of Bohorquez, he also did not have a very good day punting the football today either, GE. A little bit of struggles. COVID issues, I know, throughout the course of the week. I'm going to chalk it up to that, because outside of that, he's been a quality punter for this team and maybe even a new returner with Moore kind of getting a few decent returns today. Special teams gets a plus today, I think, GE, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, you know, we add in Mason Crosby, 3 for 3. You talked about the hole wasn't the greatest. Return team looked good. Cover team looked good. Yeah, I mean, feels like the team is rounding into shape. I mean, so but we'll see. I mean, they got Detroit left. I think the biggest thing right now when you look at the Green Bay Packers is, what are you going to do in Detroit? Do you rest players? I mean, do you let Aaron Rodgers sit out? Does he only play a quarter? Devontae, what do you do with him? Some of the guys are banged up. I think right now, I know we'll enjoy this win, but I think we'll be talking about this week is – how do you rest players, right? And then we'll also be talking about this week, David Bakhtiari, right? And Jair is on the COVID list, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He was placed on the COVID list earlier.
So we'll talk about that a little bit. So we'll start talking about now these injured players. I don't think they will play any injured players on the road in Detroit. So I think what you're going to see, if you see anybody, you're going to see them in the first playoff game. So there's a lot to unfold here. You're right. You look at they clinch it. We saw Dallas Cowboys lose to Arizona today, and so that gave the Packers home field advantage throughout.
Absolutely. 855-830-8648 to join me, Dan Plucker, him, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, here on the Green Gold Postgame Show presented by Lakeland University. And this Packers team, it's crazy. I was chuckling to myself while we were talking special teams a little bit there, Gary, because special teams, we're talking about special teams in the opening segment of a 37-10 win over the Minnesota Vikings. And usually you wouldn't have to talk about those things, but the games that we've witnessed, the games that we've watched this year as people that work in the Packers media here and also as fans throughout the course of the season, we've seen how much those struggles could really take effect. And that not really the case here for the Green Bay Packers in this one. In my opinion, this was the most dominant performance of the season from the Packers. It's one that we've been waiting for, GE. I mean, throughout the course of this season, we've looked back, you know, the Cowboys last week on Sunday Night Football, just wiping the floor with the Washington football team. The Buccaneers doing the same thing over the last couple of weeks. We've been kind of waiting for this type of game from the Packers, and finally we got it tonight. How much does that really tell you about this team and where they stand, I guess, compared to those other two who've had big weeks, not necessarily this week, but at least in the past?
You're right. 37-10, that's a butt whooping. I mean, and you're right. This is what we were looking for last year when you got the four picks, right, from our Baker Mayfield, and they just didn't do anything with it. In this game, the Packers, you saw them outside the first quarter. You saw the Packers march up and down the field. You saw how well the defense can play. Albeit they played a quarterback, I don't think it's an NFL caliber quarterback, but they played it anyway. This was a dominating performance leading up into their next game, getting into the playoffs. It's been a slow buildup because we talked a little bit about special teams, because special teams were one of those things where we said, okay, that's probably going to cost us a game. And we start looking at the defense. I don't know, what was the rushing yards in Dalvin Cook? Because last week they gave up over 200 yards.
Correct.
This week, not so much.
Yeah, 27 total yards on the ground for Minnesota. And we were thinking throughout the middle of the week here, I mean, there were several players on the Packers defensive line that were put on the COVID list. You were thinking, man, how are they going to slow down Dalvin Cook? Dalvin Cook today, 9 carries, 13 yards. Sean Mannion had more rushing yards than Dalvin Cook did today on 2 carries. The Packers completely nullified that side of the ball. The other thing, the other guy who they slowed down a lot, and partly because Sean Mannion is the quarterback in this game, but Justin Jefferson did not have nearly the performance that he did in the first meeting between these two teams. 6 receptions for 58 yards for JJ in this game. And a guy who has a ton of talent, Devontae Adams even said during the middle of this week how much talent this guy has. Not many people can come into the league and do what he does this quickly. Justin Jefferson may be one of those next great ones in terms of the receivers in the NFL, G, but not in this football game.
Yeah, non-factor, both of those guys. And I think you saw the Packers, you know, once again, I think, you know, without having Thielen there hurts them a little bit too. So what you can now do is kind of concentrate on Justin Jefferson a little bit more. So they need another guy to go with him. And you really didn't get anything out of Dalvin Cook. You thought Dalvin Cook would catch more passes than he did out of the backfield. But pretty much the Packers defense is a very dominating defense, and there's nothing that the Vikings could do about it.
It was a great performance from the defense as well. Again, Sean Mannion kind of helps a little bit in that scenario, but the Packers defense certainly got the job done today. And we were talking about some of those defensive players, and throughout the course of this year, we've talked consistently about guys like Devondre Campbell, guys like Rasul Douglas, Kenny Clark, and you mentioned a little bit earlier Rashawn Gary, who I don't think has gotten his dues for what he's had to do this year. I don't know if we've really put our enough headspace around that, because this team, with Za'Darius Smith going down, with the offseason he had, the back injury, all of this stuff for Z and him maybe wanting money, whatever it is, whatever reason that he's said multiple times, like, I'm back in Green Bay, back on the field with my guys, whatever. How many times have we seen that on social media? We haven't seen Za'Darius Smith on the field yet to this point, for whatever reason it may be. But the Packers were in desperate need of a number one edge rusher, a number one pass rusher to get to the quarterback consistently. And that this year has been Rashawn Gary. He's had a phenomenal season and a highly underrated one, I think, from Packers fandom. Another player too, Kevin King. And I know people just still love to dog on Kevin King, but this guy has taken such a step this year. And I get it, he's not healthy all the time, but when he's been on the field this year, you saw it a couple times tonight even, he's been very good, Gary. Those two guys have not gotten enough credit.
Well, no, yeah, when healthy, Kevin King plays well. He does. I mean, did he give up the long pass against Tampa Bay? Sure, he did. And maybe he was put in a bad situation by the defensive coordinator. But when healthy, you're right, he plays very well. And then when you add Jair back to the mix, you'll probably have one of the best secondaries in the NFL. Speaking of him moving over to the offense, I mean, the catch that Allen Lazard made today for a touchdown was, you're just starting to see, you know, you talk about Kevin King, Allen Lazard, you're starting to see a lot of these other players play well for the Green Bay Packers as well.
Well, and if you're winning, things can change, Gary, and a lot of people can start stepping up, guys that maybe you hadn't even thought of, and that certainly right. has been going on for Green Bay all season long. You can go through all of those injuries. We've done it countless times, and all these dudes that just keep stepping up. It's truly unbelievable what they've been capable of. 13-3, winning the number one seed without David Bakhtiari. If you would have said that a year ago, I think everybody would and Elgton Jenkins for a large portion of this season, too. I think so many people would not believe that this team was capable of it, but sure enough, here we are. The Packers win 37-10 over the Minnesota Vikings in dominating fashion on Sunday Night Football, and they clinch the number one seed in the NFC. We're talking to you at 855-830-8648 on the Green and Gold Post Game Show presented by Lakeland University. Dan Plucker, Gary Ellerson here with you, and when we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about the starter situation. Who you playing, who you not playing next week at 855-830-8648. We'll continue to break down this win and the number one seed with you there, and we'll get to your calls next here on the Green and Gold Post Game Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. Who scored first? Was it a big play? It's time for the Schulze Family Beef first score of the game. Schulze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality Wisconsin pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
Second and five. Rodgers comes back to the other side towards Lassard, who's got it. Down inbounds. Touchdown, Packers.
There was the first score of the game as the Packers win 37-10 over the Minnesota Vikings and lock up that number one seed in the NFC. The path to a Super Bowl for any other team in the conference goes through Lambeau Field and your Green Bay Packers after the win and the Cowboys' loss to the Arizona Cardinals earlier today. It's Dan Plucker, Gary Ellerson with you here on the Green Gold Post Game Show, presented by Lakeland University, with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms at lakeland.edu. Let's go out to the phones at 855-830-8648 and talk with Steve in Germantown. Steve, you're on the Big Show Radio Network. Give us your thoughts on the win.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Good, Steve. How you doing, bud?
Good, good. Pretty good, man. Happy New Year. Man, what a win. I mean, we knew we were winning this game as Packers fans. Sean Mannion, quarterback. The Packers should get this win, but I'm most impressed with four names in particular.
Yep.
AJ Dillon.
Yep.
Aaron Jones, the dynamic
yep.
duo.
Yep.
But then you go to Royce Newman and John Runyon. Those guys on the line played a hell of a game, and they've been playing really well this whole season. We don't talk about this because they're just the right and left guards. They're not talked about. But these dudes open up this path for Dillon to just smash his way through. How many touches did Dillon have? 12 for 67, 69 yards and 2 touchdowns? That's fantastic. To have him as a secondary, quote-unquote, back going into the playoffs, what a valuable asset.
No.
You can't beat the fact that you have Jones and Dillon behind the stellar line without Bakhtiari, without Jenkins. I don't get how it's happening. But the 13-3, and this is probably the best offensive line of football with a bunch of makeshift dudes. It's fantastic to see.
Yeah, Steve, thanks for the call. And you nailed it. I mean, this running back, if they can move the ball on the ground with this running back group, they're a very dangerous team, and they showed it today. I mean, you could close out games very quickly like they did in this one with A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones, and that's just adding that extra element. And it hasn't seemed right over the last couple of weeks. Would you agree, Gary? Like, it hasn't felt like they've been able to move with that kind of consistency with either Jones because he's not completely healthy, or A.J. Dillon just because of schematics and how things are working out. But for whatever reason, it hasn't been at the level that we've necessarily been used to for a couple of weeks now. Today, they were clicking on all cylinders.
No, they really were. I think they used them better. I mean, it just, the flow felt better for me the way they were interchangeable. And I saw, and I had said earlier, I felt like, Plucker, that they were using them, they were rotating them by series. I think in this game, you saw them kind of do it in a situational manner in which you saw, I saw A.J. Dillon come in a couple times on legitimate short yardage and goal line packages, so to speak. Mm. And so to me, that was a little bit different. And I think that's what I would – I'm not saying that Aaron Jones is not a short yard and goal linebacker, because he most definitely has proved that. But I think when it's cold like this, you might want to lean a little bit more with A.J. Dillon and make it a little bit more situational. But I still would love to see Dillon and Jones in the backfield at the same time. And what you can do is motion Jones out of the backfield and we'll add another receiver to your lineup.
Yeah, and it's a good point, Gary. Touches for the day, Aaron Jones, 8 carries for 76 yards, also 5 catches for 30 yards, so 13 total for him. A.J. Dillon, 14 carries, 63 yards, and the 2 scores. Also 2 receptions for 20 yards to boot. So those two, a huge impact on the offense today. Aaron Rodgers had another MVP kind of performance, and what probably sealed the deal for him with what happened this offseason to a little bit of a slow start to the year. Now looking like he's going to lock up his second consecutive MVP award. And we'll go out to some more phones at 855-830-8648. Nate in North Milwaukee, you're now on the Green Gold Post Game Show with Dan Plucker and Gary Ellerson. Nate, give us your thoughts, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys as well. I just liked it the way we started. I like the way we started off the game. We were moving the ball at first. I like being aggressive early. I also agree with Gary. You got to finish those drives off with 7. But I do like that we were able to get the ball down there, at least start to build on that. Build on starting. Getting a better start off in the games. And then another thing I want to add, I'm fiending for Mercedes Lewis to get a touchdown sooner or later. Every time we get close to the goal line, I'm hoping that he could get out there and get him a tub. But I probably going to have to wait till the playoffs now, because I'm pretty sure he doesn't play next week. And as far as Aaron and stuff, they probably won't play next week. And you said, I think you leave MVS out there to play next week. And then like everybody else, some guys on defense, if guys have nagging injuries, they don't play. But if they're okay to go, I think you at least send them out there for a half, so they're not sitting on 2 weeks without playing. But if you have a nagging injury, I would sit them out.
Nate, yeah. Thanks for the call, and I think that's what they got to do. LaFleur has to manage this very carefully throughout the course of the week, because a lot of people are capable of maybe coming back. I mean, we've heard Jair, Bakhtiari, Josh Myers, Randall Cobb, even Z maybe getting some time practicing this week. Who knows exactly what the plan is? Some of these guys are already practicing all week long. Are you going to push that? Are you going to let them get a couple of snaps at a game against Detroit, or are you just going to give them their first potential snaps of the season in the biggest game to that point in the playoffs, the second round? It's going to be very interesting to see how he manages this GE.
No, it is. And I'm kind of weird about it. I don't know which way to go. I mean, do you just sit Aaron Rodgers for the whole game? You have home field wrapped up. Do you just sit Rodgers for the whole game? I mean, to me, I think that's probably the biggest question of anybody. Is really about Rodgers, because is anybody else know that we know of that's hurt, that's playing hurt besides Rodgers?
I still don't know if Aaron Jones is fully healthy. That's one thing for me. And this week it looks like for the first time in a while that he is.
He looked healthy today. You're right. That explosion was back today. To me, it looks like. So it feels like he's okay.
Rashawn Gary may be still dealing with that shoulder issue. That
he looked better today.
He did too, right.
He looked better today.
So
his takeoff, his get off was good.
Oh my goodness.
So for me, mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say there was that one play late in the game when Kellen Mond was in where Gary went untouched by the left tackle, yeah. Just cruised past him. And my goodness, he has been a force all season long. Continue, G. Sorry.
Yeah, no. His get off today was unbelievable. And so, I mean, you're right. That's going to be the dilemma that they're going to have this week is, do they start Rodgers or sit him, or do they play him a half? Or to me, that will be the biggest question on what they're going to do.
Yeah, we'll be here with you until midnight. It is the Green and Gold Post Game Show with Dan Plucker and Gary Ellerson here on the Big Show Radio Network as the Packers cruise to a 37-10 win and seal the number one seed in the NFC. Still a lot more to come in the show. I mean, we haven't even touched on the whole Devontae Adams franchise tag thing, which we certainly need to address. Aaron Rodgers may be coming back, which we certainly need to mm-hmm. discuss as well. And more from you talking about this win and securing the number one seed at 855-830-8648. Kavika, Tony, you're up next here on the Big Show Radio Network after this break. And more as the Packers win 37-10. It's the Green and Gold Post Game Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Green Bay game is over. Now it's time to talk about what happened in the game. What went right? What went wrong? Who's to blame? It's time for the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University. Their commitment to education goes far beyond the classroom. Lakeland.edu. Your hosts for the show, Dan Plucker, and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, on the Big Show Radio Network.
It is the Green and Gold Postgame Show. Dan Plucker in the chair today. Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back, with you as well as Green Bay wins 37-10 over Minnesota, getting a little bit of revenge from that last second field goal from earlier this season. Good to get a win over the Vikings after the Vikings had won the last two between these two historic rivals. And the Packers, in doing so, also clinch the number one seed in the NFC and have that locked up. So any team that has aspirations to get to the Super Bowl in their conference has to go through Lambeau Field. And that is a very difficult thing to do. Aaron Rodgers putting on some shows in his days as a Green Bay Packer at Lambeau Field. And now Packers also undefeated 8-0 at Lambeau this year. A great season for the Packers at home. Lots of wins for you to be watching and listening to at 855-830-8648 on the Big Show Radio Network. Let's go out to some more phones to you now. Kavika is in Hawaii, and he's up on the Green Gold Post Game Show. Kavika, give us your thoughts on the win.
Aloha, huge. I mean, they needed the home field advantage. You know, right now I'm spending a week in Orange County. It's, what, 50 degrees? Yesterday I was skiing with my son at Big Bear. It was 25. I don't care. I mean, and I live in Hawaii now. I haven't been in Wisconsin for 20 years. I don't care, you know, probably Dallas first and then Tampa. Two warm weather teams. If it's 10 degrees in Lambeau, you take a couple cracks, that's going to hurt. I mean, yesterday I was, I didn't know what to do. I've been so far removed from cold weather like that. My body was just like, I was like, I couldn't do this. I could never. I mean, a body's not meant for 10 degrees. That is going to make a big difference. And you know what was bigger, I thought? I was reading about it on the internet. AB is not going to be with the team anymore in Tampa. And Godwin is out. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
I think the Packers are looking good. I mean, Dallas is good. And I mean, those are two tough teams, but this is the year. They're going to do it. I think they got to rest all. Hey, if they got to put the emergency squad in, they got to do it. They got to rest everybody, make sure they're ready. And you know, let's see what happens.
I will say this.
Didn't look too good, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see Cincinnati on the other side. I don't know if they, I don't know what that side looks like or if they even can make the playoffs, but I mean, yeah, the Packers, they're in a good spot.
Kavika, thanks for the call. The Packers are in a great spot, no doubt. The number one seed and watching kind of things crumble a little bit today. The Cowboys struggling against the Cardinals, and yes, that blow up from Antonio Brown in Tampa Bay. Now, Tom Brady throughout the course of this year has had a bunch of weapons. Leonard Fournette's hurt. Ronald Jones is a shell of himself from what he was last year. Now Antonio Brown, with that fiasco, whatever that was, hopefully he gets a little bit of help for whatever is going on with his life. And then, they still have Mike Evans, who's a great receiver. Chris Godwin out, I think, for the rest of the season as well. I mean, this Buccaneers team and Cowboys team not having the best of times this week, G, and when you see the Packers roll and clinch that one seed, it makes you feel very confident as we head into the playoffs.
I'm going to say this, and I'm about to tweet this. For the first time this year, I feel like the Packers are odds on favorite to win it all. I feel like they're the best team in the NFL. That's what I saw today. Out of all the football I watched today, and, you know, you get to a point where you just see all these teams over and over and over again. They all have flaws. And the Packers have flaws, too, don't get me wrong. But I think they're the best team in the NFL. But I never say that. Because, you know, I give them grief every week. I don't care. Say what you want to say. Say I hate Aaron Rodgers. Say I don't like the Packers. Whatever you want to say. But today, they look like the best team in the NFL today. Out of everybody you saw. I mean, you saw Kansas City lose to Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati's a pretty good team. Offensive, they can score a lot of points. You saw the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys can give up a lot of points over the top. Their defense is, they're good. They're athletic freaks. I mean, they're good. Rams are good. But Arizona is good. But the Packers have flaws. But for the first time today, after looking around the NFL, the Packers are the best team in the NFL.
It's very difficult to argue that, I think, Gary. You're right. With the Chiefs falling, Cowboys, the Buccaneers not looking great today, and the injuries, all the things they're sustaining, and the Packers excelling despite similar issues throughout the course of the year. I mean, we're talking about how many Pro Bowl caliber players for the Green Bay Packers that have not played at all this season, and they're 13-3. They're 13-3 and clinched the number one seed. They are the best team in football. There's not a doubt in my mind after today. Let's go out to the phones again at 855-830-8648. Tony in Texas, you're now on the Big Show Radio Network. Happy New Year, Tony.
Hey, Danny. I'll go one step further for you here. The Packers are the first team ever to win 13 in a row for three consecutive seasons. Ever. That's okay. Pretty awesome. That is great. Just Matt LaFleur getting these guys ready to play. Hey, Gary, I'm a glass full kind of guy, but I got to go down the history here the last few weeks of who we played and what quarterbacks we went against. Mannion, Mayfield, Huntley, Fields. The last real quarterback, NFL quarterback we went against was against the Rams on November 28th, Matt Stafford. Any concern going into the playoffs, going against a top-end quarterback like a Stafford, like a Kyler Murray?
No, because I counter with this. He's beating them both. I mean, what are the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now today? Who you got? How many are there? Five? Brady. Huh?
I go Rodgers, Brady, in NFC.
I mean, just how many in the NFL, you think?
Oh, in the NFL, maybe five or six.
Name them.
You got to go Joe Burrow's up there, Gary.
You going to throw him up in there now? Okay.
What's that, Gary?
You going to throw him up in there?
Yeah, I'm going to throw Joe Burrow up there. Yes, sir.
Okay. You got four more.
I got Dak Prescott up there. Got Justin Herbert up there. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. About it.
Yeah, that's it. So you start talking about quarterbacks in the league. There aren't any. You got four or five. I don't even know if Herbert's in my – I mean, he's in the top five by default. Stafford's in the top five by default. But, like, real quarterbacks that kind of, like, super scare you are probably Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes for me.
Mm-hmm. So, Gary, hey, I think the Pack's a favorite, too. Who's the team that could give us a matchup problem? And I'll take it off the air. I appreciate it.
Hey, good question.
Thanks for the time, Tony.
I'm still going. I could be wrong because I'm on Mike McCarthy honk, but – I feel like where the Cowboys are strong, we are weak, and we'll see. Like where they can cause us some problems. I feel like the Cowboys' front four are pretty good. Like, I think they can cause Josh Nyman and who's ever, is it Kelly at right tackle, Billy Turner? Mm-hmm. I feel like the Cowboys' front four can cause problems for our tackles. That's what I feel today. Still feel. I feel that's a problem. But I also feel that because they give up so many big plays over the top, that MVS should have a field day. That Devontae should have a field day. And where is this Tyler Davis kid coming from? At tight end. I think we win the game, but I still feel like it's just a good matchup with our offense and the Cowboys' defense.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how that comes down if it does wind up being the situation for the Green Bay Packers, because the storylines of Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers facing off in the playoffs.
Made for TV.
Oh my goodness. I really hope that does happen, because that would be a lot of fun to see go down. Aaron Rodgers at the microphone right now. You'll hear from him here on the Big Show Radio Network later on in the show. Says that Jair Alexander, Bakhtiari, Za'Darius Smith, are all guys that he expects to have back down the stretch here. A huge boost for this team. That's according to Ryan Wood and his Twitter page as well. That's just absolutely huge if they would get those three guys back. I don't know if we've heard that kind of sentiment come out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth yet this season. So that could be just vitally important for them as they go down this playoff run in Lambeau Field throughout the course of this season. All good things as the Packers win 37-10 over the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday Night Football. It's Dan Plucker, Gary Ellerson talking to you after the game on the Green Gold postgame show. More of your calls next here on the Big Show Radio Network as the Packers win 37-10 and clinch the number one seed in the NFC.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
The Green Bay game is over. What was the scoring drive of the game? It's time for the drive of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
Live from the Lakeland University studios, it is the Green and Gold postgame show presented by Lakeland University. Dan Plucker and former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson with you as the Packers win 37-10 over the Minnesota Vikings and clinch the number one seed in the NFC. All teams have to go through Lambeau in their conference if they want a shot at a title this season. The drive of the game was the Packers' first touchdown drive that opened up the gates in this one. Couple carries by A.J. Dillon and a pass to Davante Adams put the Packers on in plus territory. Then a 17-yard pass put them just outside of the red zone. And then Alan Lazard finished things off with this touchdown catch.
Second and five. Rodgers comes back to the other side towards Lazard, who's got it! Down inbounds! Touchdown, Packers!
Big play in the game, and really what opened up the gates. 13-0 lead there after that, and from then it was just a roll-out-the-helmets type of game for the green and gold with the 37-10 final. The only touchdown, really, in the game for the Vikings was late in the third quarter. And it was not important, not impressive. Sean Mannion looked like he was Sean Mannion, not like he was Kirk Cousins in this game. And it cost the Minnesota Vikings offense for the whole way out. Cost them any hope of the playoffs, as well as the Vikings are eliminated. So the Packers get the last laugh this season against the Minnesota Vikings, eliminating them and clinching the number one seed themselves. Dan Plucker, Gary Ellerson with you, and we're talking about who you're starting, who you're sitting against the Detroit Lions next week, and also this win and what it means for the team moving forward at 855-830-8648 on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. Let's go out to Timmy in Dallas. He's next here on the program. Timmy, give us your thoughts.
I know who I'm sitting. I'd start every guy on the practice squad, every third stringer. If we don't have third stringer, second stringer. Don't let Aaron Rodgers or Devontae on that field. Time for Matt McClure to put his foot down. They just came off a game where I'm sure they're going to be hurt because of the weather. And Dan Campbell, the coach of Detroit, I think that's his name. This is going to be their Super Bowl, Detroit's Super Bowl. They're going to come out and play hard. I don't want to see some starter get rolled up on, someone make a mistake and miss a block, and one of our starters gets injured. I don't want to see that. Yeah, like I said, Matt LaFleur needs to put his foot down and say, Aaron Rodgers, you're not playing. And Davante Adams, you're not playing. Gary, you probably know this better than I, but 3 weeks off is perfect. They all need to go in, get treatment. Everybody's banged up this time of year. So that's my thought, and I'd like to hear what you all have to say. Thanks.
Tim, thanks for the call.
See, for me, for playoffs, I think you got to be careful resting guys because you're going to get a bye week as well. So these guys wouldn't have played in two weeks. That's a lot. That's a long time away. So you got to kind of guard against that. I mean, It's a very, very tough call. I just don't know how to deal with it. I'm just saying, I think you trot Rodgers out there and you play him a quarter or so. I do. If you have any significant injuries, no one plays. And then I just think you rest guys after a quarter or so. I mean, I think that's the way you go. I think 2 weeks is a tough layoff without playing at all.
Well, and we've seen, Gary, too, how this team performs coming off the bye. I mean, throughout the Matt LaFleur tenure, it's not been very good during the regular season. Playoffs, yes, I get it. They get up for the playoffs. Right. But even I look to the first game this season against the Saints, where it was an absolute dud, and these guys couldn't pull themselves out of it at all. Definitely not soon enough to make it a difference, getting blown out by the Saints in week one. That was a long time ago. This is a very different team. I understand that. But Aaron Rodgers, and I would just be nervous to not have him play at all for 2 weeks and practicing how much with the toe, all these different things. That's a very nerve-wracking thing for me heading into whoever they play, which is probably going to be a good defense like the Cardinals, a good defense like the Cowboys, maybe even the Buccaneers in that game. Or the Rams, another potential opponent there. I would not want to see any of those defenses for a bunch of starters that have not played in that long. That makes me nervous. Comfortable necessarily with that. You have to maybe get them at least a few snaps, not a whole game. Don't push anything. Don't put your guys in dangerous situations, obviously. And anything can happen on the football field, which is the scary thing about all of this. But Matt LaFleur is going to have to really find a way to balance it. He's going to have a really interesting job over the next couple of weeks. We'll go back out to the phones at 855-830-8648. And Ben Tynai, the national anthem singer, said he ran into UGE, is joining us now. Ben, your thoughts on the game, man, and clinching the one seed. Congrats on singing the national anthem, too.
Hey, what's up, folks? How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Gary,
I saw you at the I was with Charlie Barron's in the booth. I saw you.
You make sure you drive safe tonight, cause you're carrying precious cargo.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I know. We got our fourth kid due next week, or in February. So help us.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, the game was good. I'm more on Dan's side. I think with the whole, I think we got to at least play a half next week against Detroit. You know, I just think that it's dangerous to be taking that many weeks off, 2 weeks off, and it's good to get some rest. Don't get me wrong, but you're going to have a week, a good week of rest, and I just think it's dangerous, to just get rusty. You know what I mean? We got to take this thing all the way, man. This is our year.
Yeah.
No, we do. I would agree.
Absolutely, Ben. Hey, thanks, man. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. All right.
There was Ben Tynai, national anthem singer, joining us on the Big Show Radio Network Green Gold Postgame Show. And also, Gary, this connection between Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, the way it's cooking right now, I don't want that to fizzle out at all, because last 2 weeks, over 10 receptions, over 100 yards, and a score for Davante Adams in each of the games. And now, what is it? That was his fifth performance this year with over 10 catches for Davante Adams. And I think it was his eighth in 15 games of 100 yards or more. They're on a different level right now. And just some of the passes that we saw from Rodgers' hand to Devontae's, it was something special in this football game. And it has been all season long. We can't let that, like I said, fade or fizzle out here late in the year.
No, and they've already talked about that came out today, that they're going to franchise tag Devontae, so in order to try to work something out. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, and maybe too, Rappaport reporting this morning that maybe the Packers front office, Brian Gutekunst, has done enough to convince Aaron Rodgers to stay here for longer if he does not retire, because earlier this week he was talking about potentially retiring in a press conference. But it's looking more and more optimistic, and I feel like we've been seeing this kind of optimism that one or maybe both of those dudes could be back for the last couple of weeks, Gary, not just today, but it seems to be trending, and winning cures all, doesn't it?
It really does, and I think when you look back at numbers, because a lot of people love to do the NFL numbers, I've learned 20, I've been in this business for over 20 years, and I can never understand a salary cap, and they don't have this money to spend, they don't have that money to spend, this, that, and the other. And then certain teams end up finding ways to spend money. There are always loopholes. So I don't get into that. I operate in it, in the fact that I think the Packers can sign Devontae and Aaron Rodgers.
And if they can, then and as it is right now, even Gutekunst has to be executive of the year. He just has to be.
Right.
What he
right.
was, what we saw go down on draft day just a few short months ago in 2021, it looked like, you know, everything was crumbling to the ground. There was no way this was going to get figured out. All of these different rumors and things being thrown out left and right, and just chaos ensuing across the board, not just from your MVP superstar Hall of Fame quarterback, but also from your number one receiver a little bit later on in the offseason too. While dealing with all of that, somehow creating a deal with Aaron Jones, locking him up for a couple of years, and then also navigating it to bring both of them back with at least some sort of confidence in the team, and creating this environment where guys like Rasul Douglas and Devondre Campbell can come in and succeed the way that they have, going out and getting a guy like Randall Cobb, being willing to concede a little bit to maybe right. a guy like Aaron Rodgers in this situation, mm-hmm. something he and this organization has not done. It's been phenomenal what he's been able to put together this season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to look at the front office. You got to look at everything that's kind of happened for this team this year. I mean, I think it's a team effort amongst everybody to make this work. So for me, I think what you got to do is just, it's right now, it's one game at a time, right? You just got to take the good with the bad and just rejoice in what you got. This will be our third year if they get to the NFC title game. And at some point, they've got to get to the Super Bowl.
Right. I mean, law of averages, it has to happen eventually.
Think, right?
I mean, how many has it been now? Four in a row for Rodgers where he has not pushed through that line to get to the Super Bowl. It has to break one of these times. And who knows, this year it feels like, despite all the injuries and all these different things, this could be the best team that Aaron Rodgers has played with in his time in Green Bay. And I think we have to start asking that question. Maybe we'll do that sometime on the big show this week. Let's go to one more call here before a break. Mark in Glendale, you're now on the Green Gold Post Game Show with Dan Plucker and Gary Ellerson. Mark, give us your thoughts.
Okay, first of all, Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
Especially to my fellow July 17th birthday boy, Gary Ellerson.
There you go.
Oh, you got it, my man. You were just talking about Mr. Brian Gutekunst. Number one, let's go back even a little further. When he hired Matt LaFleur, so who's this guy? Okay. Well, look how that turned out. Okay, and I'm the one eating crow here. I doubted a lot of his moves. I'm still not thrilled about the one move of Jordan Love, only because I thought you spend a first-round draft choice on somebody that's not going to be able to contribute for a couple of years. But then I look at some of his other picks and other people, and I go, why? You know, Rashawn Gary. Okay, first year, it was almost like a bust. Look at him now. Okay, Eric Stokes, what do we need another safety for, a corner, you know, in the draft? Well, look at him now. Elgin Jenkins in the second round a couple of years ago. They could have taken his fellow teammates, T.K. Metcalf or the other receiver, and look how he's turned out. So I'm done doubting this guy, okay? He has put a roster together. I know the Packers have not been known for building out free agents, but the ones they brought in, and brought Cobb back, and Adrian Amos, and Devontae Campbell, and Tanyan, and some of these others, I agree. And look at, you know, what they've done with a makeshift patchwork line. You know, they lost Corey Linsley. What do? They bring in Josh Myers, who I think is going to be really good. A guy like John Runyon, what was he, a fifth or sixth round draft choice? Right, yeah. They signed Aaron Jones. I can't doubt this guy for a minute anymore. Even guys like Dean Lowry are there and Lancaster, and, you know, some of these guys that he's brought in, and I mean, I would, you know, Yash Nyman, and I mean, these guys, bringing Lucas Patrick, and, you know, now, you know, Dennis Stewart, It's I think it's phenomenal. You know, Lazar was a free agent, re-signing, you know, Mercedes Lewis and bringing Cobb back. I just hope that this, you know, run brings us a Super Bowl. I think this is their best shot of any. I'm really glad that Dallas lost today because, in my opinion, I think it's going to be tougher for Tampa to get back here now. If it plays out, they're going to have to go play in L.A., and I think that's going to be tough for them. But, you know, with 80,000 people in the stands at Lambeau, you know, I think Rodgers can be another MVP this year. I hope he can, you know, after what happened last summer, the turmoil, that he can hang around yet and re-sign Devontae Adams. You're right, the re-signing of Aaron Jones. And what about A.J. Dillon, people? Wouldn't we need another second round running back in the second round for? Well, there was a possibility both running backs could have left after last year. Jamal Williams did, and Aaron Jones, I think, took a hometown discount to stay. Well, look how this guy's turned out. I think it's amazing. And thank you for the time. I love your show. Happy and healthy New Year to both you guys.
To you too, Mark. Appreciate the call in a couple minutes there. And he was referencing Matt LaFleur, and Matt LaFleur breaks the tie with George Seifert and becomes the now has the most wins by an NFL head coach in his first three seasons in the league, a 39 and 9 record for Matt LaFleur over the last three seasons. Only one more to go this year, Gary, but wow, what a hire, what a spectacular job he's done.
Yeah, it will be George Seifert will be the name.
Seifert, did I say Seifert?
Yeah,
Seifert.
Okay. Yeah, George Seifert. Which when he could, because if you think about it, do you remember when he took over the 49ers? I believe
he won a Super Bowl.
He took over the 49ers after Bill Walsh, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so the team was kind of already good, already had quarterbacks in place. A lot like what Matt LaFleur has done here with the Green Bay Packers.
And his career did not end very well, Gary. I mean, in the next 2 years after they won that Super Bowl, things fell apart a little bit in San Francisco. Hopefully that will not be the case for Matt LaFleur here in Green Bay after his first three seasons.
You want to do some research?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah, hit me with it.
See when did George Seifert lose his offensive coordinator? Because I think maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I think George Seifert offensive coordinator might have been Mike Holmgren.
Oh, I don't know if I knew that. I'll have to look that up in the break, Gary Ellerson.
You want to look that up?
Yeah. That would be something interesting. Now, we'll hit a quick break here on the Green and Gold postgame show. Still to come, we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers after the game. And I'll see if that was Mike Holmgren that was his offensive coordinator. That's next here on the Green and Gold postgame show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network. The Green Bay game is over. What player stood out from today's game? Who made the biggest impact? It's time to name the Van Horn Automotive MVP of the game. Van Horn Automotive Group, with locations throughout Wisconsin and in Iowa. Family born and employee owned. On the web at vanhornauto.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
Packers win 37-10 over the Minnesota Vikings. It's Dan Plucker, Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back, talking to you after the game and after the Packers clinch the number one seed. We were talking before the break, Matt LaFleur, now 39-9, breaks George Seifert's record in the regular season. He was 38-10. And Mike Holmgren was his offensive coordinator until the 1991 season. They won a Super Bowl together in San Francisco. After that, they won another one without him in 94. So those were the two Super Bowl wins for George Seifert. Kind of crazy. We were talking the break a little bit, Gary, that he is not in the Hall of Fame. That's pretty nuts to me. But MVP of this game, Gary Ellerson, Who do you think, Rodgers or Devontae? I think that's who it has to go to. I mean, it's crazy. We do this about every single week, and we've done it 8 times as I'm now 8-0 wrapping up the regular season on the Green Gold Post Game Show. The Packers won every single game this year that I hosted. It helped that they were mostly at home. But
I'm going to let you pick it, buddy. You go ahead.
I think I got to go Aaron Rodgers here. I mean, he was excellent today.
What were his numbers?
He finished the day 29 of 38, 288 yards and 2 touchdowns. Only 9 incompletions on the day and 38 attempts. That's MVP type stuff from Aaron Rodgers. I think that's the direction that we got to go. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, let's go up to Green Bay right now and hear from him after the game as he addressed the media and answered a couple questions on who we may or may not see next week against the Lions and throughout the course of the regular season and playoffs too, I suppose, as we're still waiting for some of those big names to come off the injured list. That here is AR12 after the game.
Aaron, there was so much excitement last season about getting that top seed in the NFC, the home field. You've been saying for years how important it was to get an NFC championship game at your home stadium. How does this feel differently, having done it for a second year in a row? Does it feel different this year?
First of all, if everybody could mute, that would help. I don't know how different. I mean, every team is different. I think last year, you know, we didn't get that good Green Bay weather. Tonight was one of those nights. We haven't had a game like this in a while, temperature-wise, but it's just different. You know, it is different. The whole feel of it, I feel like, you know, teams can break a little bit easier when it is this cold because there's an excuse, the weather. And we're out there, we're cold as well. But when you're rolling on offense, you kind of get that extra little jolt because you know the defense is on their heels a little bit, and also they're probably a little bit more cold than you are. So we're happy with the one seed. You know, a lot of us were checking out the game before the Cardinal Cowboy game before we went out to pregame warm-up. So saw Kyler run around the edge and ice it, and knew we just had to get a win, and we'd be the one seed.
Matt Schneidman.
Aaron, I don't know if these are two different answers here, but do you want to play next week, and do you think you need to play next week?
I don't think I need to play. Just like I don't think I need to practice all the time, but I do enjoy practicing, and this is the first game that my toe got through the game without any issues. No pregame painkiller shot. So I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm happy about it. There was definitely a time a few weeks ago when start to project out and think if we can get the one seed, that could be, you know, 2+ weeks of rest. But I'm going to play next week, and I expect Devontae to play and our guys to play. So we're looking forward to finish off the season on a high note and then getting the bye.
Bill Huber.
Aaron, you guys won 13 games in 19. Maybe you guys are just growing at that point. Last year, you guys are dominant. Where is this team better/different than those previous teams as far as making a run here?
Yeah, every year is definitely different. I think we have really good balance in the backfield. Both backs going over 1,000, I heard, in yardage on the season is pretty amazing. Those guys have both had really nice seasons for us. The Lions had a lot of turmoil with injuries, but I think they've settled in. They played great tonight. I mean, no sacks, and we ran the ball really, really well and threw it all over the place. So the line was definitely just coming together, and you know, Dennis has played really well, and Royce has gotten better as the season went on, and Lucas settled in and been really a rock for us in the middle, and Johnny's been great at left guard, and Yash, the robot, has been really solid watching my backside. So those guys have played really well. This team, I think, has dealt with more adversity than the previous two. You know, we were really dominant, I felt like, at times on defense in 19 and offensively kind of finding our way throughout the season. Last year, we, you know, obviously played a lot better on offense. This year, it's been the same recipe. We've taken care of the football really well. I think we've had 10 turnovers in 16 games, which is outstanding. We found the balance in our defense. You know, we've been opportunistic. We've had, I believe, 26 takeaways on the season. And, you know, special teams has been improving, thankfully, the last few weeks, which is a good sign. Mason was awesome today making his kicks. And I met David on the sidelines. He had a nice return for us, you know, which got us, you know, the 20 plus yards and a 15 yarder on the end. So that was good. So we got to play complimentary football all the way around. But I like the vibe of this team. You know, we've had a lot of key players not play for us. And I really feel like there's a possibility to get a few of those guys back for this this stretch run. And that's exciting. We'll see in this week and where those guys are at, but it'd be fun to get those guys back. Obviously Randall's going to be back. Whether or not he plays this week, it's kind of up to him and the medical staff. But you know, you think about Z and Jair and David and Josh, you know, that could make things really interesting for us on both sides of the ball.
Bob Domofsky.
Thanks. Going back to that first week in New Orleans, you said, hey, it's just one game. We've got 16 more. You only ended up needing 15 more to get the one seed. At what point, though, did you feel like you guys had really sort of gotten going, you know, in the course of this season?
Well, week two, we bounced back for sure and played well. Now, we play against a team that's only had two wins on the season, so that could be, you know, as much of an anomaly as the first week possibly. But I felt like midseason we started really hitting our stride and finding ways to defeat cover two. What Devontae's done is change the whole complex of our offense and the way teams play us. You know, I think Matt's done a nice job and the staff of adding complexity to our formations and also finding those concepts that work against too high, because we've seen a lot of it. And at times we weren't able to run the ball effectively. We've done a good job of throwing it against those looks. So really appreciate the work of the staff. And I really feel like midseason, you know, we started getting going. Obviously I've played significantly better in the last, you know, five or six than I did early in the season. And I think a lot of that's due to just an increased focus on the specific concepts that we like week to week. And Matt's been doing a great job of dialing them up. And you know, I've kind of been in a little bit of a zone, you know, the last few weeks.
There was Aaron Rodgers and a couple of his comments after the game. Also heard from Matt LaFleur a little bit ago on the microphone too. He and Rodgers both saying throughout their press conferences respectively that they expect some starters to play at least for a little bit against the Detroit Lions next week. So we'll see how all of that turns out. It's Dan Plucker, Gary Ellerson with you here on the Big Show Radio Network, the Green Gold Postgame Show presented by Lakeland University. We'll wrap things up next here on the program on the Green Gold Postgame Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Packers win 37-10 over the Minnesota Vikings, and their dominance over the NFC North continues, particularly that of Aaron Rodgers, 36 touchdowns, no interceptions against divisional opponents over the last 2 years for AR12. That is from @BookofEli_NFL on Twitter, and he has been just unbelievable since his last interception on November 14th. He is completing 71.5% of his passes, 1,868 yards, and 18 touchdowns in the last month and a half of play for the Green Bay Packers. Truly MVP type of stuff from Aaron Rodgers, and surely what will keep him in the conversation as the potential MVP at the end of this season. That upcoming game against the Lions is next week, and he'll be able to potentially improve on some of those numbers, as it looks like he may get a little bit of playing time in this thing. We'll see how it all goes down. It'll be in Detroit, a noon kickoff a week from today. And it's going to be an interesting game. The Lions got blown out by the Seattle Seahawks earlier today. A late push in that game kind of made it somewhat respectable-ish, but it was 51-29, I believe, the final score in that one. So a lot of hope here for this Packers squad to win that game, no matter who is and is not playing. A lot of hope for the remainder of this season for the Green Bay Packers, as any team in the NFC that wants a chance at the Super Bowl has to come through Green Bay and Lambeau Field. It's been Dan Plucker and Gary Ellerson here on the Green Gold Postgame Show. Our thanks to Adam Roberts as well for all his help. And we'll talk more tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Big Show Radio Network. We'll be breaking down this win, the number one seed, what it all means. Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams may be coming back. My goodness, lots to talk about tomorrow on the Big Show. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.